This is the David Webb Show.
There are many aspects to war that don't get the attention that's often needed, but it also happens in real time. One of those issues is landmines, the issue of landmines during conflict. In the Ukraine, there is a problem. Over 3,000 Ukrainian civilians have been injured due to landmines since the invasion. The government has estimated that 40% of the country, which is somewhere around a 250,000 square kilometers, may be littered with mines and explosives of different kinds. Halo Trust USA is an organization. It's the world's largest humanitarian mine-clearing organization. They're employing some 650 people in Ukraine, many of them war widows and refugees, and training them to help identify and clear landmines, something that, again, you don't think of. Something that just doesn't rise in the news and rise to public consciousness. Mitzi Perdue, actually someone I've known for quite some time, joins me now to talk about this issue. You've launched an effort to raise money, Mitzi, to help with this project. There is a promise of matching the first $100,000, and you've raised twice that much, or the organization and effort is getting close, rather, to the 100,000 mark, with a goal of doubling that or almost tripling it. So talk about this issue and why you're involved in it.
Okay, I'd love to share with you how I happened to get involved in it. I have been twice to Ukraine as a guest of the Ukraine the Kyiv region police. And here's how I first became aware of it. I'm driving along in a police car with a police escort because I'm going there as a journalist. And by the way, I have had 22 published articles from those visits. But we're driving along and we pass some playgrounds. And I ask the police woman who's escorting me, how come these playgrounds are just so beautiful, wonderful Ukrainian, you know, slides and just really cool toys, and there are no children in them? And she explained that one of the things that the Russians do just to demoralize the country and make people want to give up is they deliberately put landmines in the children's playgrounds, and they're disguised as leaves, and you don't even know that it's there until you step on it. And well, that got me really interested in landmines, and I learned that, as you said, 40% of the country has landmines. And, you know, one of my big issues is human trafficking. Landmines cause human trafficking because people leave areas that are heavily landmined. That means a refugee flow, and that means more people vulnerable to being trafficked.
When this effort was launched, and again, you know, with Halo Trust, what was the response? I mean, now there are, some 650 people employed. What's the process? Explain what happens in that process to get them to the point where they're identifying and clearing landmines. It's not something you typically think of. We think of soldiers on the battlefield, weapons, tanks, platforms in the air. But here we have war widows and refugees.
It's so cool. They make a point of hiring most often women with the idea that they need income. And I've actually signed up to go to landmine clearing school in Ukraine. In a couple of months I'll be there, and I expect to be collecting fabulous stories of why the individuals who are doing the landmine clearing, why they're doing it. I expect stories of heroism. But for the process of actually getting them, they recruit them. People who want to do this, and it's a somewhat dangerous job. But on the other hand, they have a fabulous amount of training. So although it is dangerous, if you lose focus and you don't pay attention, you can get killed. But if you do everything right, I think the danger is pretty small.
Well, it's a great effort. And kudos to you. You know, we've known each other some time, and one thing I know is when you get involved, you get involved. I miss our dinners. I miss our get-togethers over the years. I definitely want to get back to that. Plus the fact that you're a radio gal, right? You know, your background. So it's nice to have you here.
Hey, can I give people a place where they could donate if they choose?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, this money will end up with the Halo Trust. It will end up getting people equipment and hiring more people. The place to donate is, I'll give the name and then I'll give it again. It's donorc.com/Ukraine. Now, donor is like in giver, D-O-N-O-R, and then C, like I see you, S-E-E.com/Ukraine. And people who made the donations tell me that it just gives them the best feeling, because for a small amount of money, like $5, they can know that they're going to save somebody from maybe being maimed or killed. I think it's one of the most impactful donations you can give.
Yeah, and the point of saving lives. I mean, when you, again, to think about it, we get the headline news around the battles, the outcomes, even the politics of it, but the people pay a price in their own way, and this effort, again, donorc.com is the website, and you can see it there for yourself. You can see the donations growing, and so far it seems like you're on a really good track. And the work that's being done by Halo Trust USA, it's important. It's important to those children.
You know, and it's also, it has some additional reasons why it's important. And by the way, donorc.com/Ukraine, so it goes to the right place. But it's important because the economy of the country depends on people being able to go to work. They can't if they're afraid of going outside their house because they're going to get blown up. Or even bigger, the Russians have deliberately focused on agriculture so that they shoot, tens of thousands of landmines into the most productive agricultural land, which means that the farmer can't farm it, which means that he's lost his way of making a living. The country doesn't get the income from exporting grain, and then countries like Bangladesh or Egypt or Indonesia don't get the grain, and it's all because of these landmines. So it's just critical for Ukraine's survival to get rid of the landmines.
Donorc.com/Ukraine. I've got that link up on my daily show tweet as well for anyone out there. Mitzi Perdue, and Mitzi, always doing the right thing. Your philanthropy, frankly, it never surprises me. Good for you.
Oh, thank you. But this one really counts.
It does. Lives are on the line. Thank you, Mitzi. And we'll talk soon off air.